You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Get the latest Cleveland Browns draft coverage directly from the source. That is us right here in Berea. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere.
Vic, I was just fueling up when I got over here to get to the facility here to do the show, and there was a beer delivery guy at the gas station, and he had a huge, you know, dolly of Molson Canadian, Labatt, you know, Foster's, things like that. But all he wanted to know was, are we going to take Sammy Watkins? And I said, you unload two of those cases into my trunk, and I'll tell you.
And that's, see, and I,
everywhere you go,
and I've
people
always
are, you know, I am bartering been, for it. I'll give you the info.
You've been
me the beer.
You've been a bastion of ethics all these years. All you youngsters in journalism school.
My point is that
beer for info.
I mean, the I don't know if the public can handle this draft being pushed back to May.
I don't think I can handle it. It's way too freaking long.
It's everything for us. I mean, you know.
Well, of course, we have to give more time to talk about it and I think overthink it.
I mean,
I'm wondering if teams are going to overthink it the way we are going to.
I hope not, Vic. I'll tell you, because if we blow the draft, we have to box up the terminal tower and give it away. That's how important this draft is to Cleveland. I mean, this is it. But, I mean, everywhere you go. I mean, I was at a restaurant the other night on Saturday night, and everyone's watching the Final Four, and out of the corner of their mouth, they're saying, what do you think? Do you think they're going to Manziel? Are we going to get Manziel? I mean, it's everybody is on this
thing. As they should be.
Sure.
This is the defining draft of where this team is headed for the long haul, and what ultimately this is the defining of the, let's call it, the Jimmy Haslam era. I was going to call it once the Joe Banner era, but it's the Jimmy Haslam era.
It definitely is, and
he knows it too.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any question. Let's go 216-578-0850. Let's talk with Ron from Chesterland. Hello, Ron.
Jim, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Earlier, I heard Jim praising Hoyer, and I know I'd like to see a local kid make good. And I know winning's the most important thing. But I'm just wondering, wouldn't it be great if we could surround Hoyer with the best possible offense you can, as far as one more receiver? I know that's nothing new, but also a nice running back in addition to Tate. Am I partial to Hyde? Sure. I don't know if the Browns will wind up with him, but I'm just thinking, if you get this kid all you can offensively with a couple more fixes, as I said, that this kid, you can then look at him and the Brown fans and say, you know, let's see what this kid's got in him. And I know they're going to have to draft another veteran quarterback to back him up. But I hope they give him the job. I hope they surround him with great talent. And if this kid takes off, like Jimmy believes he can, at least that's what I heard, I think this town will go freaking crazy. Okay, that's it, guys.
Very good.
Freaking crazy.
I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing I say, and why what tempers me a little bit, his decision-making was exceptional, I thought. When he played.
Yeah.
Okay, and the other thing that I liked, Vic, is remember there was a bad chunk there in the Minnesota game. I mean, there were three interceptions.
Right.
There was a bad chunk, and he overcame that and then won the game. And that was on the road, and I liked that, okay, because they didn't win many on the road. But the sample size just isn't enough yet, you know, that we know it. And he knows that, too, and he's eager to get out there and play. But I think already, if they did nothing else, already the offense has been improved over what was on the field at the end of the year last year.
Yeah, I believe so. And I want to believe that Brian Hoyer can bring, everything that this team needs to have at that quarterback position. It would be, I want to start with the football contribution first. The story behind it, the local kid makes good story, of course, makes it phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking great, to quote our caller.
Absolutely.
I'm all aboard with that. But as far as what he really is, I have no idea. I saw a sampling that was so small that I've got to see, like many others, I hope, a lot more to give me that sense that he can be what you need him to be, number one. Number two, that he can stay healthy, that he can physically hold up. Not the biggest guy. And he made it through two games and barely a quarter of
barely
a third.
A quarter, right.
That speaks to, you know, I think to some level, to your ability to stay in one piece when you're going to take these hits that are going to inevitably come to all quarterbacks. That's my issue again with Bridgewater is I can't envision that guy staying in one piece for very long. Very slender shoulders, very slender hips as the scouts evaluate. Yeah. And it doesn't mean guys who have been, quote, small can't survive. But when you're not exceptionally mobile, when your game isn't to run and elude hits and you're that small, your chances of getting crunch being a pocket guy that way, which is what he is, are even greater. But I also have those issues with Johnny Manziel.
I would think those concerns.
I don't. Sure. I don't.
I mean, Manziel welcomes them.
Yeah, and I don't with Bortles, and I don't with other quarterbacks. That I think the standard for what you want at the position physically is got to be closer to Ben Roethlisberger than say Drew Brees.
Vic, if the Texans did not take Bortles, and a lot of people now feel that they are being drawn in towards him. But say he was there at number four. Are you of the opinion then the Browns go at four and get him?
Yeah,
or am I ruining your next mock draft?
No, you're not ruining it. I don't care. Yeah. I'm totally
you would
in
go
favor
get him
of
at that point.
Because I think you need to know that you've got your guy. This notion that, well, wait till next year when the draft is better. Yeah, I mean, first of all, no one in this building is counting on having that high enough pick to do that. You would hope to think opposite of a four-win or five-win season rendering yet another top five pick to put you there.
Right.
I don't want to think of that right now.
Right.
But and if all the other things we think, that they've improved themselves in some way, shape, or form in free agency, that they will find better players in this draft that will make the impact that last year's draft didn't, all of those should hopefully point to more wins that get you out of the range of getting that quarterback next year. So if you can get him this year and you believe that guy is there when you pick at four, frankly, that's my personal feeling about Bortles, but if it's somebody else, if it's Bridgewater and they believe it's Bridgewater, I'm 1,000% behind that because they said this is our guy, he can be our guy.
And I think a lot of people are comfortable with that if we put Brian in the position to kind of mind the position until a young quarterback was ready, I think most people around here are comfortable with it, and I don't know, overly so, if we're too comfortable with it because, again, he didn't play enough to tell us that we should feel that way. But the other thing, Vic, is you know, just describing what you described at the beginning of the show, where right now, you know, today, we don't know still enough about the quarterback position, just seems to, you know, really kind of forecast that the big moves are yet to come.
I think so.
They
have to. You said goodbye to Brandon Whedon and Jason Campbell within 10 minutes of each other on the same day.
Bye.
So that opened up a huge spot to give you the opportunity to delve into draft and
free agency
to get this done. So it's going to have an entirely different look. And what will it be? And of the options that we know right now, the draft being the biggest unknown of them all, but the options that we know right now and those names that we threw out here earlier, I mean, the last guy that I thought I would have liked to have seen here to see what he was is Schaub. And I'm not sure that Matt Schaub would have been all the answer that they needed him to be, but it was better to me to at least know that he's here than not here. And I wasn't all aboard with Michael Vick because I heard that name come up with some people. But you know what? The Jets are giving him a shot. And what do you think of that? Geno Smith is now, I'm sure, a backup, at least for 2014.
Yeah, I mean, Geno Smith, who probably came out of the year thanks to the Browns game and then the Dolphin game right after that at the end of the season when they knocked them out of the playoffs and the Jets held on to Rex Ryan's job. You know, he probably thought he was firmly entrenched as a starting quarterback. But Michael Vick brings a whole different element, a whole different circus that training camp. Yeah, you're right. Do you think, real quickly, Vic, do you think Schaub would have rather come here than go to Oakland?
Well,
now, in Oakland, he's been pretty much declared the starter.
Yeah, so was there more, would there have been more competition
upside
from him?
Upside here? Was it more upside here than?
Well, because the teams are in the same boat. I mean, we're not looking at anything competitively that would seemingly give the Raiders an edge.
Yeah.
Now, my only other question is, how much did he value the connection with Kyle Shanahan. Because we assume for a player, for a quarterback especially, the familiarity of the offense, you had success with this guy, you put up some big numbers before he left for Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you want to be reunited with him? But I don't know what's inside Matt Schaub's head from that standpoint. That was just an assumption that a lot of us made.
Right.
So,
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
I think the big stuff is out there, though, to happen at quarterback. It has to.
Yeah. It has to be. And as much as we've found ourselves talking about and feeling better about what is being built around the position, because mm-hmm. I think that's what this offseason has been all about so far. We've had a lot less. If we bring up quarterback, we bring up quarterback. But for the most part, we're talking about what veterans are going to mean on the defensive side of the ball. Do they got a nice piece of a component to add to the offense in an Andrew Hawkins that makes you wonder about complementary piece to Josh Gordon, but how does this all look when it's out there? And the only guy who's going to make it look good or not make it look good is the guy who's behind center. So, anyway, we'll see how this all plays out. We are going to have some sound from Ray Farmer, the Browns general manager from Orlando, when he spoke with reporters there at the NFL owners meetings, and we'll get into that. You'll be very interested to hear what Ray Farmer had to say about attending or not attending. This little tease, as they say in the business, Johnny Manziel's Pro Day, which is Thursday at Texas A&M. If you ever feel alone,